Throughout the 1960s, centrist liberals made allowances and apologies for the radicals to the left, and when push came to shove, as it did at Cornell, they capitulated to the radicals. Even today, mainstream liberals are far more inclined to romanticize the revolutionaries of the 1960s, in part because so many of them played that role in their youth. On college campuses today, administrators, often living fossils from the 1960s, applaud the kabuki dance of left-wing protest as a central part of higher education. The only time they get worried is when the protest comes from the right. But the most important legacy of the 1960s has to be liberal guilt. Guilt over their inability to create the Great Society. Guilt over leaving children, blacks, and the rest of the coalition of the oppressed behind. Guilt is among the most religious of emotions and has a way of rapidly devolving into a narcissistic god complex. Liberals were proud of how guilty they felt. Why? Because it confirmed liberal omnipotence. Kennedy and Johnson represented the belief that an enlightened, affluent society could solve every problem, redress every wrong. Normally, you don't feel guilty when forces outside your control do evil. But when you have the power to control everything, you feel guilty about everything. Lyndon Johnson not only accelerated Kennedy's politics of expectation when he declared, "We can do it all. We're the richest country in the world," but rendered any shortcomings anywhere evidence of sagging commitment, racism, insensitivity, or just plain hate. Feeling guilty was a sign of grace, for it proved your heart was in the right place. Conservatives were caught in a trap. If you rejected the concept of the omnipotent state, it was proof that you hated those whom government sought to help. And the only way to prove you didn't hate them, whoever they were, was to support government intervention, or affirmative action, in Kennedy's phrase, on their behalf. The idea of a good conservative was oxymoronic. Conservatism, by definition, holds us back, leaves some behind, when we all know that the solution to every problem lies just around the corner. The result was a cleavage in the American political landscape. On one side were the radicals and rioters, who metaphorically and sometimes literally got away with murder. On the other were conservatives, hateful, sick, pre-fascist, who deserved no benefit of the doubt whatsoever. Liberals were caught in the middle, and most, when forced to choose, sided with the radicals. They're too impatient, but at least they care. The fact that the radicals despised liberals for not going far enough, fast enough, only confirmed their moral status in the minds of guilt-ridden liberals. In this climate, a liberal spending spree was inevitable. Like noblemen of yore purchasing indulgences from the church, establishment liberals sought to expiate their guilt by providing the oppressed with as much swag as possible.